Hello and what is up, guys? Welcome back to Experts Hour, River Hills' very own sports podcast. I'm Josh Mann. I'm joined here by
Aaron Hirsch,
Devin Hendrick,
and Dawson Wolf.
So this week on Experts Hour, you all know what time it is. It is March, and in March we have March Madness. Yes, the best time of the year in my opinion. So this week we're going to be going over a bracket. We're going to make a Experts Hour bracket that is better than all your trash brackets. And we're just going to go over each game, who we think is going to win, and then we'll have our national champion at the end. And that is about it. So let's get started.
Things could get rough.
Things will not get rough. Yeah. It is not very hard to make a bracket.
War is coming.
Things could get pretty rough between Aaron and Dawson, as they have many clashing things.
All right, let's just start.
More like Devin and everyone else, but let's get started.
So we'll start in this South region. So after the Virginia game, winning is the one, we have...
Whoa. Don't count out UMBC. I'm just kidding.
All right, so you better have UVA. Yeah, you better have UVA first game.
The 8 versus 9, Creighton, Kansas State. What do you guys think?
Creighton.
I think Creighton.
I agree with Creighton.
All
right, Creighton is moving on.
Okay.
Next up, we have Kentucky versus Davidson. This is a very interesting game. A lot of people actually think Davidson have a chance, but I do not. I'm going Kentucky.
Well, I'm one of those people who thinks Davidson has a chance. So I'm going with Davidson.
I think this is one of the hardest games in the first round, honestly, because the 12-5 game is very risky, and I think Davidson's one of the best 12-5.
Wait,
them.
Aaron, does Steph Curry going to Davidson have any influence on why you're picking them?
No, I don't know about Kentucky.
Kentucky is very hot right now, coming off their SEC championship, and I think their hotness is going to continue, and they will be Davidson.
I agree.
So we have a 2-2. And to decide these 2-2s we have on the voting here, we're going to spin the wheel. This wheel decides everything that happens. So for this one, for the higher seed will always be 1 and the lower seed will be 2. And here we go. The wheel is spinning. Davidson. Davidson advances.
Okay,
next matchup we have Arizona versus Buffalo. This is pretty easy.
This is Arizona. Well, I will say that Buffalo is the best 13, but Arizona is the best 4.
Yep. Devin, you have anything to say about that? Okay, all right. Next up, we have Miami versus Loyola Chicago.
If I were to lock a game, it would be this one. It would be Loyola Chicago.
Yes,
they're
I agree.
By far the most underseeded team in the bracket.
Loyola Chicago. Miami is by far the best 6 seed.
I'm going with Miami also.
I have them in the Sweet 16, like half my brackets.
Miami's a really good team. None of you guys know it.
Spin it.
Miami has a chance to advance out of the region. All right, I guess we have to spin the stupid wheel. Miami wins. Oh, sorry, buddy.
Did it finish?
Yeah, it did.
It finished, man.
Miami advances.
All right, our bracket's already wrong.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
All right, next game.
Tennessee versus Wright State. Tennessee.
Yeah, Tennessee.
Tennessee is very underrated in the SEC.
14-3, it's not this one.
All right, Nevada versus Texas.
Texas.
But I'd say Nevada.
All right.
Majority wins.
Texas.
I don't think Texas.
Mo Bamba
is very good.
Cincinnati, Georgia State.
Cincinnati.
Although if there was a 15 seed that wins this would also.
And now we're moving on to the East. In the first matchup, we have Villanova over whoever they're playing. The playing game has not been decided yet, but it shouldn't matter.
Yep.
VTech, Alabama. One of the hardest games in the bracket as well.
All I'm saying is the winner of this game is going to the Final Four. You heard it here first.
That could
the
very
winner
well
of this game.
Well, I'm going with Virginia Tech.
The winner will be Virginia Tech.
Alabama.
I'm going with Alabama as well.
Spin the wheel.
Colin Sexton.
No one is stopping Colin Sexton.
It's a 2. Alabama.
Alabama. No one's stopping Colin Sexton. There's no way.
Murray State 12, West Virginia 5. This is another tough one.
This could be another 5-12 upset because West Virginia always sucks in the tournament. But this year is the year they go far.
I'm going to say I'm torn, so you guys decide.
I'm picking West Virginia.
I am also.
All right, so, West Virginia it is.
Yep.
Here's where another potential upset could be. Wichita State, Marshall.
I disagree.
Marshall, Wichita State is not very good this year. I just don't think they are. And I easily think Marshall could win this game, so I'm picking Marshall.
I'm picking Wichita State.
I'm going with Wichita State.
I'll take Wichita State also.
All right, I guess it's Wichita State. Next, we have Florida, and they play the winner of St. Bonaventure and UCLA.
Shout out Charles Barkley.
Shout out Lonzo Ball. But no one is stopping Florida, at least in this game.
Whoever wins, I agree. Florida's going.
I think Florida.
Next up, we have SF Austin
versus Texas Tech.
Now this is an upset.
No, this is not an upset.
SF Austin has upset written all
over. This is an upset.
This is not an upset. Texas Tech is too good for them.
No, they're the worst 3 seed. All
right, so we got 3 for SF Austin.
Arkansas, Butler. This is another upset. I'll go with Butler.
Yeah, Butler's better.
Butler works.
Arkansas is not very good.
And then Purdue over Cal State Fullerton.
Yes.
Purdue.
Good choice, Devin.
All right, we're moving down to the Midwest. And shout out Mr. Hughes here. We have Kansas winning their first round matchup.
Well, I don't understand that. Okay. Anyways, Seton Hall, NC State. I'm going with Seton Hall.
Seton Hall.
This is a coin flip here. I'm also going NC State. Oh, we have to spin the wheel.
It's another 8-9. What will it be?
Oh, Seton Hall it is.
All right, I'll take that.
Sounds good.
Next up.
Now, this is where the bracket gets very interesting because none of these high seeds are very good except Michigan State and Duke. So, Clemson, New Mexico State.
Clemson.
Yeah,
New Mexico State has not played a single top 25 team.
So
I like that though in lower seeds. It means that you don't know they lost.
That in mind.
Clemson? I just don't know.
I don't trust Clemson, but I think they can win the first game.
I agree.
I guess I'll have to agree. Clemson. Auburn, Charleston. Auburn sucks. They are not good. They are big time overrated.
I agree. I think they'll win the game. I think they'll win.
I think they'll win, but
College of Charleston is terrible. So,
and next we have TCU playing the winner of Arizona State Syracuse, and I think
this will be TCU.
I think TCU loses no matter who they play.
I agree.
Why?
Syracuse and Arizona State. Arizona State has been a top 25 team all year until the end of the season. They were even a top 5 team at one point.
Arizona State is one of the teams that should definitely not have made the tournament.
Yes, but they're going to prove why they're going to make the tournament, as they're going to beat Syracuse, and then they'll beat TCU, and then they will give Michigan State a run for their money.
Easy win for TCU no matter who they play.
Oh, so I'm picking Arizona State or Syracuse.
Same with me.
I'm picking Arizona State.
Oh!
Upset.
It's going to be Syracuse, but okay.
All right, next up.
Or Syracuse.
Michigan State. This is easy.
Yeah.
Michigan State.
I'm going to have to go with Buck after.
This next one is a tough one.
Very tough one right here.
URI and Oklahoma.
You are
right. It's Trey Young Nation over there in Oklahoma, but they suck. They're not
I
very good.
I trust Rhode Island more.
I think Trey Young will pick it up and have a great game.
I'm also picking Oklahoma. So
spin the wheel.
All right, spin the wheel. The wheel is spinning. Oklahoma Sooners.
Oklahoma.
They're going to prove that their excellence, instead of college football, it's in basketball.
All right. Duke over Iona? Question mark.
Unfortunately.
Yes.
Yeah.
I hate Duke and everything about them. All right, now time for my favorite part of the bracket, the West.
This is another one of the hardest games in the bracket right here.
I agree.
Whoever wins could also make it to the Elite Eight.
Missouri, Florida State. Well, we obviously have Xavier advancing. But Missouri, Florida State. I got to go with my boy Michael Porter.
I think this game is the best 8 seed and the best 9 seed.
I'm going Florida State.
I'm going Missouri.
Mizzou.
Missouri it is.
Ah, Michael Porter.
Michael Porter has the upside.
He's not healthy enough, though.
He will be.
He's had at least a week. He's fine.
Barely a week. I don't know if that's enough.
Ohio State, South Dakota State.
This is an upset.
This also has upset written.
I'm picking South Dakota State. I do not like Ohio State.
I'm picking Ohio State.
I don't like Ohio
State.
Spin. Spin the wheel. Oh, boo. Ohio State.
All right. Versus North Carolina Greensboro.
This also has upset written all over it, but
I think
the opposite.
Gonzaga has excellence.
They have much control over this game. Gonzaga is
excellent in the tournament, so I guess we're picking
Gonzaga.
Houston, San Diego
this
State.
One has upset
right now. No, I love Houston. I love everything about the Houston, whatever their team mascot is, but I'm picking Houston.
The Cougars.
No.
I love the Houston Cougars.
You guys are all picking
I will
Houston.
Also go with Houston.
I'm going with Houston.
It could very easily be
undersized and going against a San Diego State team who's ginormous and going to dunk all over them.
Houston's just
about
this one's over. Well, too bad. Houston advances.
It's like 55-40.
Next, we have Michigan, Montana.
Michigan.
I love myself some Michigan Wolverines.
They're
going
to be the only four because
of the Grizz, Aaron?
What?
Because Montana's the Grizz.
They are?
Yeah.
Did not know that.
The Grizzlies.
So you going to say Michigan?
Michigan.
Texas A&M and Providence. I really like Texas A&M.
Yeah.
I like them a lot.
Providence is terrible.
I'm going with Providence.
I'm going A&M, so
Too bad they're going to lose in the second round. Two, da-da-da, North Carolina, as they will beat Lipscomb by 55 points. It's my bold prediction.
All right, now what are
on
we doing?
To the round of 32. All right,
back to the top line.
Back to the South.
And here's where things get
round of 32. Uh-huh. Here we go.
This is very close.
UVA,
well.
Creighton.
UVA.
This could be upset written all
Creighton
over it.
Creighton could very easily win this game.
UVA. But I think UVA's defense is very is too good to.
It's very close, but the majority of my brackets have Virginia winning this.
Yeah, I'm going Virginia.
Virginia it is. Davidson, Arizona.
Arizona.
Arizona. Arizona. Arizona's too good. DeAndre Ayton and Alonzo Terrier.
Tennessee, Miami.
Is.
Both of these teams are not very good.
I would say both these teams
Josh
are pretty
Miami.
Good.
I think Miami's.
I'd go with Tennessee.
I think Tennessee, too.
Tennessee is very underrated.
You're going Tennessee?
I'm going Tennessee.
I don't think they're underrated.
Josh,
go Miami.
Aaron, what are you going?
Tennessee.
My gut's telling me to pick Miami, but I want to pick Tennessee. All
right, Tennessee wins.
I don't know. I haven't decided yet. I'm picking Miami. Spin the wheel.
Spin that wheel.
Spin that wheel. Da-da-da-da-da. Oh, Tennessee advances.
Texas,
Cincinnati.
This has upset brewing all over it. All
right, I just can't believe.
I think Cincinnati is a very solid team.
I just can't see the 1, 2, 3, and 4 seeds all making it.
I agree.
16.
I agree, Dawson.
So I'm picking Texas.
But I'm going with Cincinnati because they're going
to
win that game.
I'm going to have to go with Cincinnati here.
There's no way this will happen. But
all right, time to move to the East. Villanova, Alabama. Alabama just does not have enough firepower. Colin Sexton cannot do it all. So Villanova will win.
Yeah, I'll take Villanova.
This was also a tough one.
Which West Virginia,
last
Wichita
time I
State.
I was talking about West Virginia. I think I might say it again.
I think Wichita State.
I'm going to have to go West Virginia. I think it's their year. I do think it is their year.
Dawson deciding vote.
I'm going Wichita State.
Wichita State it is. It's going to be 1, 2, 3, 4.
Again. Did you pick Wichita State, Devin?
Yeah, I did.
All right.
Stephen F. Austin versus Florida. This
Florida.
Is a very interesting one.
Florida.
Florida.
I'm thinking Florida.
Florida does not miss from three.
All right, I guess I don't have the answer then.
Chioza.
And Purdue Butler.
Purdue.
As I picked them in the last bracket to win.
All right.
Okay, next game.
Midwest. Kansas, NC State.
Seton Hall.
Oh, was it Kansas State or Seton Hall did we pick?
What?
Or was it Seton Hall or NC State?
Seton
Hall. Alright, so
I'm going with Kansas.
I'm going
Kansas again.
Shout out Hugus. Kansas is advancing again.
Clemson over Auburn. That's what I think.
That's such a tough one. Those two teams are so inconsistent.
Yeah.
And I just can't decide.
That one's a
I'm going to have to go with Clemson,
I
though.
I think Clemson's better.
I'm going Auburn. Time so it's 2-2.
Spin the wheel. Oh, it's still spinning. Oh, no. Oh, Auburn advances.
Yep. I do not like
Michigan
how
State. Yeah, it's gonna.
I'm loving this.
I'm loving this bracket.
It looks similar to another person's bracket.
This one is such a tough matchup. I think Arizona State and Syracuse will both give Michigan State a run for their money.
Wait, what?
I think Michigan State.
Oh,
I really Michigan like Michigan
oh, this
State.
Is definitely Michigan State.
I really like Michigan State.
Yeah, Michigan State's gonna.
Oklahoma Duke.
Duke. Oklahoma doesn't have enough firepower.
I did not even get the answer.
Marvin Goatley.
And 1, 2, 3, 4. This bracket is terrible.
This bracket's phenomenal. What do you mean?
How is this a good bracket?
And to the west, Xavier, Missouri.
We have to pick Missouri.
Goodbye, Xavier. This
lose.
Is one they
I
will lose.
Xavier.
Definitely Missouri.
Oh wait, we picked Missouri.
Yes.
This is when.
What do you think, Dawson?
I think Xavier.
I'm staying Xavier.
There's no way all four
this is when the Xavier goes down because right. I just don't think they're good.
I really hope that our bracket isn't ruined.
I said Michael Porter is not healthy enough, and I still believe.
Oh, that. Missouri!
All right.
Michael Porter, baby.
Gonzaga over Ohio State. Yes.
I agree.
Yep.
Gonzaga.
Ohio State's not
going to
make
here.
It this far.
Houston versus Michigan, you guys can decide.
Oh my god, this is.
I think Michigan.
I really like both of these teams.
I like Michigan.
But I'm going to have to go with Michigan as well.
This bracket's literally 1 through 8.
Michigan, so easy.
I'm literally going to have to go with Michigan.
And next up, Texas A&M over UNC.
Nope, not going to happen.
UNC.
Nope.
Oh my god.
Nice try, buddy.
You guys are so boring.
Well, I'm just picking the right bracket.
Looks similar.
All right, back to the.
This is not going to be the
it's Sweet 16 time, boys, and we're up to UVA, Arizona. Goodbye,
UVA. I think UVA is
going to
buy UVA. You all think UVA is going to lose.
Yeah. Arizona.
UVA is not very good.
All right, now Tennessee, Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
I don't think either of these teams should be this far in the bracket, but.
I agree.
Exactly. That's
Cincinnati.
What
I love Cincinnati.
Nevada or Loyola should be in this spot, but it's not.
Cincinnati is a
know.
Very solid team.
No, it should be neither, it should be Texas
should
or Miami.
There's always
Miami.
Upsets, Josh.
It should be Texas or Miami.
It should be Miami, but
the wheel
but
said.
But it's not.
If I had to pick, I'd say Cincinnati.
Let's yeah, go. I agree.
Yeah, fine.
Cincinnati all the way. All
right, over to the east. Villanova, Wichita State. Villanova. It's their reign.
Villanova.
And it is also Purdue territory. They will beat Florida.
Oh, yes. Purdue.
Oh,
my God.
Florida should not be that
This
far
is a very good
Florida
bracket.
Florida is nice.
All right, Kansas-Auburn. Shout out, Hugis. Your boys are advancing again.
Auburn's terrible.
Yeah, Kansas
And Michigan State-Duke. Ooh, this is going to be a really good game. I definitely think Michigan State, though.
They're better.
Spin the wheel.
Miles Bridges is too good.
Miles Bridges is
And I hate everything about Duke.
Michigan State's been playing
inconsistent.
Uh-oh. Oh, who's the two
Michigan
seed?
Michigan State.
Duke is the two
Duke
seed.
Is two
no,
seed.
It's Michigan State. It's the lower seed.
Duke is the two seed.
No, one. One. It's one's always the higher
yeah.
seed. So Duke is.
So Duke advances.
No,
little
one.
Sorry.
Funny.
This is Missouri Gonzaga.
Gonzaga.
Excuse
I think
me.
Gonzaga.
Missouri. Michael Porter.
It would help our bracket for Missouri, but I think Gonzaga.
Gonzaga.
Are you all bigger than Gonzaga?
Oh,
boo. And this game tears me apart, but I'm going to have to go with my boys in UNC.
I'm going Michigan.
Michigan.
Let's get it. He does it to spin the wheel.
Oh, all right, I guess we're spinning the wheel again.
The wheel has spoken, ladies and gentlemen, and it is UNC advancing. So now we're back up to the east, and we are on to the Elite Eight, and this Elite Eight is awful.
Cincinnati.
Well, in this one, because Arizona is obviously going to win.
Yep.
I think
Arizona.
Cincinnati. I'm a very big Cincinnati fan. I'll tell
all right. Villanova. Villanova. Purdue.
Villanova for sure.
Purdue.
Florida.
Huh?
I mean,
Purdue.
Fine. Villanova's going to win.
All right. Spin that wheel. Spin that wheel.
Villanova's a better team.
Oh, Villanova comes out on top here.
I hate this racket.
We all do.
And now we're on to Kansas Duke.
Duke.
Oh my God!
Duke.
I don't know. I've never had to deal with this game before.
Kansas to make the bracket better.
Duke.
I'm gonna have to go with Duke.
Yeah, stop. I think your choices make the bracket better.
UNC Gonzaga, a rematch of last year's national championship game.
UNC.
And UNC, I think UNC just has the firepower.
Yeah, UNC.
And they're my favorite team.
I just don't see Duke and North Carolina making it, but I think North Carolina is better.
UNC.
UNC.
All right, UNC. All right, Final Four time here in San Antonio, Texas. And we have our first matchup is Arizona, North Carolina.
UNC.
Arizona.
I'm going to have to go with UNC.
Wow, this is tough.
Arizona, come on. That's easy.
UNC, easy.
DeAndre Ayton.
The only thing that scares me in this matchup is DeAndre Ayton, and Carolina does not have the bigs to deal with him.
Yep.
I don't...
But North Carolina does have the people to shut down Alonzo Tier because Theo Pinson will shut him down.
I think that Arizona's better, but making it to the Final Four as a 4 seed just hurts their chances.
And Carolina has so much experience as they've been playing this game the last 3 years.
And
so
I'm going with Arizona.
Good offense.
All right, spin the wheel. The wheel is spinning.
Come on.
Arizona.
This is so dumb. We're not going to beat Cincinnati.
What do you mean?
And then
Villanova.
And then
Villanova, Arizona
for the national championship game.
Villanova.
Arizona. I pick Arizona. Our
consensus champion.
Zona.
Villanova.
There we go. So we spin the wheel. Oh, well, of course it comes down to a spin the wheel for the national championship game. We will all watch this one. I'm going to click it a lot of times.
Jenkins. For the championship.
Oh, it is Arizona. DeAndre Ayton and your boy Sean Miller. The FBI wants nothing of you.
Tiebreaker score? Anyone?
I'm going 65-62.
Yeah, that sounds right to me.
Finally,
all right. And your national championship, you guys heard it here first. Big Brian would be happy. Arizona, we are picking to win it
just
all.
Just to say it again, our Elite Eight is Arizona, Villanova, Purdue, Kansas, Duke, Gonzaga, and UNC. Is our Elite Eight.
Yeah, this might not be the best of brackets, but
and if you guys want to join our pool,
I'm tweeting it on Twitter.
Join Experts Hour. That's all it is. Search for that on the ESPN Tournament Challenge. You can join, and the winner will receive a shout out on our next podcast.
Or when the tournament's over, because
it'll
be a while.
Yeah, it'll be a while.
We'll
give a shout out to whoever's winning whenever we do.
I have a couple questions for you fellas. Who do you guys think will be the biggest impact player in the tournament?
DeAndre Ayton.
Yeah, I think it has to
or
be.
Or Michael Porter, if he can make a run.
It's not going to be Michael Porter.
It could be.
Isaac Haas.
Isaac Haas, that's very
for Purdue, he's very good.
It also could be the guy in South Dakota State if they make a run.
Well, I don't know. I don't know his name.
He leads the country in
scoring. 290 Isaac Haas.
I don't think anybody is stopping Michael Porter here. Nobody is stopping Michael Porter. He will be able to do whatever he wants.
It also could be Grayson Allen.
No.
It could be.
He sucks. He'll be too busy tripping people with his butt and or his feet.
Maybe.
Yes.
That is just unfortunate. But I don't know. It could be any of these big-name players. We'll have to find out. Or it also could be Miles Bridges from Michigan State.
I would just also like to say, I don't know how UCLA made the tournament over USC. I saw last night that it was – someone had a theory that it was because of the speculations of the FBI thing, which makes a lot of sense because there's no other reason. But, yeah, I don't know why they didn't make it.
Well, that is, sucks because UCLA, you know what that means, ball territory.
No
yes,
one
ball territory.
No one goes in anymore.
Well, ball territory in their past with the balls. So.
All right, we'll end on that.
All right.
So, who wants to take us out,
Mr. All right, I guess I'll take us out, like always. From your boys, Josh Mann,
Aaron Hirsch,
Devin Hendrick,
and Dawson Wolf.
This has been Experts Hour Bracket, or Experts Hours Bracket, and it sucks, but oh well, and we out.